that the great assay was a test for the whole school. And the whole school's test was that no matter what happened, that they were there to create and to dissolve that which is time, their image self, into an unlimited space. When I told everyone to consciously focus on the void and then on their card, and to sit very still and to go no place, that I would select those that I felt fit for the test, I was correct. And yet, there was also a test happening with those who were left. Were you disappointed because you were not picked for the test? And if you were not focused. The whole school in that advanced group needs to take some serious strides out of their immature self and to realize that the greatest tests that went on were the ones who were supposed to continue to focus and not worry that they got picked or not. Because if you could continue to focus and was of a light heart, then you have graduated yourself in the school. The miracle that you had is a runner for you. Runner for you to know that if I put you out here, out there on that beach, for the rest of this event, with only a small preamble, and I stuck you out there, and I would give you permission to go to sleep, but then you are to get up and focus every day, I assure you, at the end of those days, that had you followed my instruction as a student thoroughly, and you would have mastered your monkey mind, and you would have deepened yourself into a deeper corridor of your mind. Remember, you have six bodies. Remember the little dolls we cut out? They're made of paper, and they're enclosed within the body here. You have six more bodies in which mind has to evolve to go home. When you sit and focus, it is not that there is nothing else for you to do, but that this is the thing for you to do. Because when you go to a lower level, then you start engaging those minds and in those bodies. Then you get up and there is a small conclusion speech and you say that was it. And you take all your little belongings and you go to your auto machine, but you feel light at heart. There was a great bit of exchange of a deeper knowledge that went on. It doesn't have anything to do with words. And that interfacing of that knowledge then is going to take form in your life. And you'll be changed. If on the other hand, you have waited for me every day to rescue you, you have felt sorry for yourself, and you think you paid all of that money to come here just to do that, and if you go through all of that every day, then that means that consciousness has been brought selfishly to the body's surface, and it stays there. And so because it is locked into this time, then it fights and has fits. And so then you build up anger about the school, about yourself, which you can't tolerate in yourself, so you have to project it onto the school and onto me. Taking responsibility for yourself is the key that helps you to get into the deeper aspect of yourself that allows you to gloriously manifest this being that is really who you are. If you will understand that everything that I do for you is not to ignore you, and perhaps when I do ignore you, you are going through your own test, a great test, and that test is that I'm here to learn. I don't know anything about what it is I am supposed to know yet. Otherwise, I would not be coming here. And if my teacher says, You ought to spend the rest of the days out here focused. Then so be it, that is where I will go in a light heart, because I am going to make contact with my God. Then I say nothing to you and send you home. Your life is going to change, because the whole basis of who you are has been still and quiet and introverted, not extroverted. All your senses have been put to sleep. So nothing is interfering with this brain up here except the void, the home of the Almighty. Then that affects your life. I want you to know that if you will surrender your concept of how you think I should teach you, and if you will surrender the concept of how you think you should learn and leave that up to me, you'll go straight to the head of the class. Because no one gets left out here. They leave themselves out. Now, this little miracle that you had, there's more to come. Just come, be happy, know that here we do the great work, and in your life it shines. You come back here and bring that lantern, and we make it brighter, and in your life becomes brighter. The dark night of the soul is when we have to give up the past and our concepts of the present that are nothing more than concepts of our past. That bears the greatest anguish and all those images that we have made. But when you're finally through with that, you will have times that you are very sad at heart, but you're going to be trained to become detached in certain situations. And when you are able to do that, your life will be very happy. Very happy. And this world will soon not tug at you as much as it does currently. Understand?
Yes, thank you, Rampa.
I love you.
I love you.
I will send you a few more things that need help. Become detached and in a light heart. Make it so. So be it. Next!